Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Like when I told you how weak I was, I'm like so weak. Again, I'm showing Jess some clips from Studio 2 the other night with our buddy DJ KP. Definitely check out the episode. It has Eastern Shore Undercover Earl Campbell and Tony the Dundada Jackson. I mean, just... some of the moments on there. You know, I'm showing Jess
expecting
some of the wilder moments. You know, it was just hilarious. Hilarious!
I wasn't ready.
And then also some good discussion too. Some good discussion on there. I mean, they even got a little political, and it went all over the place. It's a great episode. Check it out and subscribe to the Studio 2 podcast with DJ KP. Definitely a great episode this past week. But yeah, that's some of the things that went on, Jess. Yeah. What? And we need to bring Eastern Shore Undercover Earl Campbell in here. Yeah. You know, I've been talking to him, so hopefully we'll have him on the show pretty soon, okay? Today is National Maple Syrup Day. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, slick?
Oh my gosh.
Do you use maple syrup?
I think so.
Yeah. You do? Okay, because I know there's people use different kind of syrups. There's, you know, maple syrup, of course, but then there's also like that thick, like molasses. King syrup and Cairo.
Yeah.
I like those. I
don't have any of that.
But then there's also light, you know, butter syrup, Miss Buttersworth syrup or whatever. So I don't know. You guys had maple though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Like Bryce likes our son likes the you know, regular syrup that you just get, like the butter flavor, the light syrup. I like that as well, but then I also like, you know, all the other fat, thick stuff.
We have
old right school now, is the king syrup. That's old school.
A few jars of the Cracker Barrel syrups. Is that maple?
Oh,
it's
probably
yummy. Whatever it is in there, but.
Probably.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, according to a new study, the most festive and affordable Christmas city is Atlanta.
The ATL,
followed by San Francisco and Seattle. The most festive and affordable. Wow, that's pretty interesting. At the bottom of the list is North Las Vegas.
North Las Vegas, never been.
Yeah, never been. Never been to Vegas. Definitely on my bucket list. Okay. If you're looking for a new Christmas tradition to try, there's a custom out of Spain, and I don't know how to pronounce it. Tio de Natal. Tio de Natal. Children sing to a Christmas log and beat it with sticks until it poops out presents. Okay, here's an explanation of how the tradition works.
What?
Each house gets a tío de Nadal before Christmas that comes with a smiley face, a Catalan red barretina, two legs in the front, and a blanket to hide the presents. Kids feed the tío de Nadal before Christmas. This way, on Christmas Eve, its belly will be full and ready to poop a lot of presents.
Mm.
On Christmas Eve, families and friends get together. The little ones gather in a room, reciting poems and singing songs, while the Tio de Nadal prepares to poop gifts. Then, the whole family and friends hit the log with a stick while singing the Caga Tio song. And surprise, the wishes of the little ones have come true. Underneath the blanket, there are presents and sweets.
And then she poops at the presents.
Okay.
The Tio de Nadal poops at the presents. Yes. Some other stories going on in the audio vault. A woman has been dealing with a lot of backlash online because she bought Angel Tree gifts for poor kids at Dollar Tree. People are getting, you know, generic colored pencils instead of Crayola. Takes away the magic. Yeah, here's her response to the haters.
For the past 24 hours, I have been relentlessly harassed for buying off-brand colored pencils for an Angel Tree gift. She wanted arts, crafts, skincare, and McDonald's. I purchased what I thought I myself would have enjoyed at her age, and the internet felt that I did not spend enough time or money and has certainly let me know. While admittedly feeling very discouraged and in the moments very angry at personal attacks on my character, I have to remember that the same people who impulsively are ripping me apart with no awareness of who I am, my intentions, or the recommendations recommended requirements of this donation program, which, by the way, the recommended spending rate was $50 to $80. I spent just about $65, are the same people who crucified a perfect man.
Yeah, so basically they're giving her a hard time saying, look, you're trying to help out these kids and you're getting like these cheap brands. You should get them the real brands.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know. That's I don't like that.
So she spent $65. It was supposed to be between 50 and 80.
Well, if a kid needs shoes,
wow,
they'll take any kind of shoes. It doesn't have to be the brand new Jordans. You know what I'm saying? If a kid needs crayons, does it have to be Crayola? Mm. Well, people are giving her a hard time saying you should have spent more money. I bet if they were your own kids, you would buy Crayola.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's the thing. So, like, well, why are you calling the person out for helping out?
That's a shame.
So, I don't agree with that. An Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package at a home in California and then took a cat off the front porch.
Oh, gosh.
The cat porch pirate was caught on camera. Here's the cat's owner talking about what her camera caught.
I thought he was just petting her for a second. Mm-mm. I had to rewatch it a couple of times because it is hard to see. It's dark. And he doesn't carry her very nicely. And I see her little tail and I'm like, oh, my God. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, the cat porch pirate. Donna Summer was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Here's some trivia on one of her hit songs. She told the audience at her 1999 VH1 Presents Donna Summer concert that she wrote it for Rod Stewart but decided to keep it for herself. And then she began with the way she wrote it for Rod.
Dim all the lights, sweet darling, 'cause the night is on its way.
Ooh, wow.
Turn up the overdrum.
The entire concert, apparently outstanding. It was a huge hit for VH1. Donna, of course, passed in 2012 at the age of 63. Classic.
No, it's seldom done.
The trailer for Steven Spielberg's new UFO movie is out.
Oh, here we go.
It's called Disclosure, and it stars Emily Blunt as a TV weather person that makes some creepy sounds. Here's part of it.
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today's. What are you gonna do?
Full disclosure to the whole world.
They're coming! They're coming!
What?
Looks good.
What?
Looks good. Now, Emily Blunt's weird mouth sounds in the new Steven Spielberg trailer has a certain rhythm to it. So somebody did a viral video, a mashup with the Seinfeld theme. Yeah, so there you go. Rob and Michelle Reiner's 32-year-old son Nick has been formally charged with unaliving his parents. Here's the LA County District Attorney at yesterday's press conference.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders.
Man, we've been following that story. We'll definitely keep you up to date. Jelly Roll said he was colorblind for most of his life, but losing 200 pounds has changed that. And now he can see colors clearly again. Here he is talking about it.
I was colorblind. I couldn't see. I seen shades of colors. Like, I general concepts, but like hunter green, emerald green, like what green's green to me. I never realized there was nuances and prettiness and that some were brighter and toned different. I just seen them like shades. I'd say 9 months into no sugar, I forgot what it was, but it was a plant at our house.
Yep.
And I come outside and I grab my wife and I go, dude, how long have we had that pretty purple tulip there? She was like, you've walked by that plant for 2 years. What are you talking about? And slowly I started looking around the next few days, and over the next months I was like, I'm seeing clear color.
Some people don't want to hear this, but if you lose weight, so many of your problems will go away that you don't even realize that it's affected by the weight. No, that's not affected by the weight.
I believe it.
There's so many problems that will just miraculously like fade away if you lose pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So people don't want to hear it. oh, no, that's not affecting the... Yes, it is. Just watch. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everything, but there's so much that will go away that people don't talk about, don't know, don't realize. Mm-hmm. Cops and firefighters in Arizona saved the dog that fell into a canal last week. They shared the video of the rescue on Facebook. Here's some of the rescue.
Oh, come here, baby. You can do it.
And there you go. Oh, of course, gosh. The video is going viral. It's a Bill and Jessica show.